Got a great program put together for you with lots of student representation. Congratulations to our middle school 7th and 8th grade band under the direction of Mr. Matt Lenhart.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming?
Country. Their sacrifice has shaped the values of America.
A veteran is someone who has served for our country. A veteran is someone who has kept us safe. My grandfather is a veteran and my uncle is also one.
A veteran is a person who wants to make a difference and stands up to do what's right. A veteran is someone who will run into the face of danger knowing that they may not go home, but are willing to do it for their country and to fight for all the others that can't fight for themselves.
Have these words of virtue to describe our veterans.
Integrity. Integrity is having the quality of honesty and having strong moral principles.
Veterans are loyal. They display this virtue by never giving up.
Unselfishness. Willing to put the needs or wishes before one's own. Our veterans risk their lives to protect their country.
67 years ago, our fathers brought forth onto this continent a new nation.
We started in 2016, and as of today, we will have awarded 84 quilts. One thing, if you know a veteran and aren't sure that we have his or her name on the list, would you stop by our table there and let me know after we're done here? I'd appreciate it because we do want to cover every veteran in Petersburg, including the Coast Guard.
Up next, our Advanced Placement English class is coming forward to recite John Fitzgerald Kennedy's inaugural address.
We observe today not a victory party, but a celebration of freedom, symbolizing an end as well as a beginning, signifying renewal as well as change.
The world is very different now. For man holds in his mortal hands the power to abolish all forms of human poverty and all forms of human life. And yet the same revolutionary beliefs for which our forebears fought are still at issue around the globe.
Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, that we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and the success of liberty.
To our sister republic south of the border, we offer a special pledge to convert our good words into good deeds in a new alliance for progress, to assist free men and free governments in casting off the chains of poverty. But this peaceful revolution of hope cannot become the prey of hostile powers. Let all our neighbors know that we shall join with them to oppose aggression or subversion anywhere in the Americas.
Can we forge against these enemies a grand and global alliance, north and south, east and west, that can assure a more fruitful life for all mankind? Will you join in that historic effort?
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.